Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting third. The shortstop, Hal Rhein. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Otis Miller. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Klein. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Klein. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roxy Lawson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Roxy Lawson. And now, play ball. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Porter. The throw from Berry and he is out, Miller applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Webb moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein bunts towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Hodapp covering, for the out. Oliver moves to second. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Miller can't make a play. That's a base hit. Com moves to third. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson strikes out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive towards center. Oliver catches it and throws to home to double up Com. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rein takes first base on ball 4. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rein moves to second. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rein scores. Webb moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 1 in the game. Pickering hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Webb scores. Miller moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry bunts towards the mound. Lawson fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. Pickering moves to second. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Oliver is walked intentionally. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 0 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. Pickering scores. Oliver moves to third. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Pete Appleton now pitching. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. Rothrock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter throws the ball into Burnett, who tags Rothrock trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Oliver scores. Klein moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter bunts towards the mound. Klein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill is hit by the pitch. Porter moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Porter moves to third. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rein hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kahm hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett hits a pop-up towards short. Rein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Oliver hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Berry moves to third. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry scores. Oliver moves to third. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-3 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Oliver scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Porter bunts towards the mound. Klein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. There goes Morgan trying to get to second. Oliver throws the ball into Miller who tags Morgan for the out. Two outs. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Vosmick moves to third. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kham hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Webb is called out on strikes. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive towards short. Burnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pickering takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pickering. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Hodapp applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appleton takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Miller fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Sewell moves to third. one out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to second for the out. Sewell scores. 2 outs. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Earle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Oliver strikes out. 1 out. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rothrock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Rhine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Rhine reaches second base with a double. There goes Rothrock trying to get to third. Vosmick throws the ball into Com, who tags Rothrock for the out. 2 outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Webb is walked intentionally. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Miller reaches second base with a double. Rhine scores. Webb moves to third. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pickering hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Com moves to second. One out. Bib Falk pinch hits for Pete Appleton. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Com moves to third. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-4 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.